So what I want you to do is just go ahead and think of the memory again.
Okay.
Okay, and tell me when you got it.
I got it again.
Okay. Out, demons, out! Sorry, I just had to jar your... Okay, do that one more time. Can you think of the memory? Okay, think of it again.
Okay, let me get
it. Okay, hold on, but open your eyes.
Okay,
think of it again.
Okay.
Okay, tell me when you got it.
Got it.
Okay, out, demons, out! Okay, one more time. Sorry, think of the memory again. Tell me when you got it.
I got it.
Okay, watch the... He's waiting for me to do something.
I know. I'm a little scared right now. Oh, yeah.
Good.
Okay.
You don't smell popcorn, do you?
No.
Okay. Now as you
there we go.
Now as you think of that, what do you think? Out, demons, out!
It's less charged. I'm trying to go back there. And there's less emotional charge on it for sure.
Yeah, for sure, huh?
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking to do. Now by the way, what am I doing if I'm saying out, demons, out? Pattern interrupt. I'm just interrupting the pattern, right? Because
yeah.
If you interrupt the pattern early enough in the strategy, then they can't play the strategy. The pattern interrupt becomes part of the strategy, right? So what we're doing with the eyes is we're scrambling the strategy, and then and then I'm throwing in some pattern interrupt in there along the way.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Good. So give him a hand.
Thank you.
So this was the same with like images that.
I could have run it backwards like the fast phobia model too, and it would have achieved the same final outcome, right? And what I'm doing there is I'm pulling the negative charge off on it so that I can then do a technique like a collapse anchors on that. And you guys will do, I'm going to have you do a collapse anchors, I'm going to have you do some of these techniques so you can do that. Because if somebody's got too much trauma on something, then you could go into an anchoring technique and find yourself down a path where your resource anchor isn't strong enough. Loosen it is shaking up the model of the world.
And how long are you doing the eye scramble, or is it just based on calibration?
I was calibrating him, so I'm looking for physiological shifts. Yeah. Yeah, and actually he had one after he sat back down was what he hit. Yeah, it's just like, whoa. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So part of it, you may want to go, when you go into the anchoring exercises, have them work with you for that. Yeah. So actually, what I'd like to do is have you guys do that exercise. I'd like you to do just take one negative memory, and you're going to use the change personal history. What I'd like you to do first is set up a resource anchor for your partner. Okay, you're going to set up a resource anchor on the ground. Does everybody know how to do that? A powerful resource anchor, a circle of excellence? If you don't, I've got a chart on the wall back there that shows you how to do it. Basically, all you're going to do for the circle of excellence is you're going to have them recall several powerful positive states, and you're going to have them imagine the circle on the floor in front of them. And every time they think of that state, they're going to step forward into it. So you're going to have them, you're going to say, think of a time when you, so first thing you're going to do is set up the resources. So totally powerful, totally loved maybe, totally confident, totally powerful, totally loved, totally confident. Falling down laughing. There's the second shift. So you're going to think of your resource states. You're going to set up a circle. You're going to say, I want you to imagine the color your circle of excellence would have, the sound it would make, and you're going to set that up and say, so I want you to think now of a time when you felt totally powerful. As you step into that time now, step back, step into your body, see what you saw at the time. So you're going to use your state elicitation script, hear what you heard, and feel the feelings of being totally powerful now. And as you feel those feelings, step forward into the circle and feel the feelings of power in your body. Okay? Then have them step back out to break state. Then stack totally loved in there, totally confident, and falling down laughing. Now I want you to remember a time when you felt like you would be totally loved. Remember a specific time. As you go back to that time now, step into your body, see what you saw at the time, hear what you heard, and feel the feelings of being totally loved now, and have them step into the circle of excellence when they do that. Okay? And you're going to do that for each state. Once you do that, then you're going to have them step in and remember and access that old memory while stepping into it. Let's do this with Doug. I'm going to demonstrate it because I want to complete it. So, Doug, come on up. Because you want some completion, don't you?
I don't want to stir it up and then get rid of it.
So let's clip you on here. Okay, so this is just going to be like a changed personal history. Oops, we're on upside down. Yeah. Okay, now here's what I want to do one more time. I want you to think of that one more time because I'm not convinced. Okay, so think of that memory one more time. Now, I'm actually still, sometimes this will be a nice one. I want to go a little bit deeper with Doug because I feel that I need to. So what you want to do is have sensory acuity to know what's going on. So Doug, what I'm going to ask you to do here in a second is I'm going to ask you to imagine that you're in a movie theater.
Okay.
Not yet, but in a second. And so I'm going to ask you to imagine that you're in a movie theater. I'm going to have you imagine that you're in the projection booth. Okay, and you're going to be watching yourself in the movie theater, watching the movie, that first event, that event that you want to.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're going to watch the movie all the way through in black and white. Okay, not yet, but in a moment. Then once you do that, I'm going to have you jump into the end of the movie, and I'm going to have you run it through backwards, all the way to the beginning, almost like rewinding a movie videotape or something like that, where like everything moves quickly backwards. And then I'm going to have you pop back up into the projection booth. Okay? I'm going to have you run that several times.
Okay.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. Imagine yourself in the projection booth, watching yourself in the movie theater, and you in the movie theater is watching the projection screen. Got it? And I want you to watch that movie, that event, one final time through from the beginning to the end in black and white. And just tell me when it's over at the end. And tell me when you get to a place of safety at the end. And you're in the projection booth.
Okay.
Good. Now what I want you to do...
I'm just okay. I'm just getting the projection booth.
Oh, okay. You're in the projection booth. Yeah.
It takes a moment on this particular sequence of events.
Yeah. So you're in the projection booth? Okay, where are you now?
I'm still associated a little bit. I'm trying to, let me just...
Okay, I want you in the projection booth.
Okay, watching.
Watching you in the theater.
Okay, I'm not watching the screen right now?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
You're watching you safely in the theater.
Okay.
And the you in the theater is watching the screen, but you're in the projection booth, right?
Okay.
Okay. And you see the screen in front of you.
Okay.
Okay. And I want you to watch that from a place of safety at the beginning, all the way through to a place of safety at the end, and you're up in the projection booth.
And I'm watching the film until the
you're watching you in the movie theater watch the film.
And the place of safety at the end is when the film gets to a point where it's safe again.
Uh huh.
Okay.
And just tell me when. So you're in the projection booth watching you in the theater watch the movie screen. And just tell me when it comes to a place of safety at the end. Okay. Good. Now what I want you to do is jump from the projection booth all the way into that place of safety.
Okay.
Inside the movie. And I want you to run that movie quickly backwards, rewind it. And you're associated in it running through backwards. Running it all the way through backwards. All the way to the place of safety at the beginning. And then back up in the projection booth. Okay, you should be in the projection booth now.
Okay.
Okay, good. Now we're going to do the same thing again. We're going to run it. I'm going to have you jump into the place of safety at the end of the movie, and we're going to run it backwards once again. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Whoosh! End of the movie, and back to the place of safety in the beginning, and back up in the projection booth.
Okay.
Got it? Okay, this time we're going to add circus music as you do it. Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, go. Into the end. Place of safety at the beginning, back up in the projection booth. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This time we're going to have everybody rock and roll dancing. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, jump into the end. Whoop. Everybody's 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock, boom, back up in the projection booth. Got it? Okay. This time when you do it, everybody's going to be weird, like their noses are going to be growing long, their ears will be growing weird and stuff, and they'll have polka dots and stuff all over them. Ready? 1, 2, 3, whoop, jump into the end, running it through backwards, somebody's nose is growing long, their ears are growing, everybody's back at the beginning, back at the projection booth.
Got it?
Okay, one more time with circus music. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Whoop, jump into the end. Boom. Back up in the projection booth.
Okay.
Good. Come on back to now.
Okay.
Okay. You smell popcorn?
Yeah. I did that time. That's interesting. No.
Did you guys notice the color shift when he was going through it?
Yeah.
I'll use this sometimes if I need to get a little deeper. So as you think about that now, what do you...
It's harder to even get the associated visual I usually get.
Yeah. Okay. So now I want you to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you to think of several powerful positive states.
Okay.
Now, by the way, all I did was what I'm going to ask you to do. But if you're working on a traumatic event before you collapse the state, you could use the eye pattern scramble. The only reason I went deeper with that is because I felt that I needed to. I wouldn't use anchoring techniques in the past unless I've either scrambled the strategy or done like we just did with that. If it's a traumatic event, if it's an event that bugs them, then anchoring techniques would be fine. You could just go straight into the changed personal history. Okay.
Okay.